the melodic music station.
Colourful Radio.
You know, as a young reporter, when I was doing my training, I was always given the obituary question to prepare for. The question which basically says, if X or Y massive public figure, politician, celebrity, artist, or whatever, passes away, how do you handle the story? Who do you talk to? What exactly will be your top line? And they throw a number of big figures at you, including Margaret Thatcher, or indeed the Queen, or Nelson Mandela. And you prepare yourself because you say, yeah, this person is elderly, they've lived a big life, I know exactly who I'd talk to, and I can understand why they're asking me that obituary question. But never did I think, no matter how frail he was, no matter how painful his trials and tribulations, that I'd be doing an obituary program on Michael Joseph Jackson. Good morning, this is The Breakfast Show with me, Henry Bonsu. It's Colourful Radio. It's Friday the 26th of June 2009. It's just gone 7 o'clock, and you'll know the top story be here. It's Stephen Christou with the news headlines.
From the centre of London to the whole of the world, this is Colourful Radio.
Thank you, Henry. Michael Jackson has died of a suspected heart attack at the age of 50. Paramedics were called to Jackson's home in the Beverly Hills area of Los Angeles shortly after 12 o'clock local time. He wasn't breathing and was rushed to the nearby UCLA Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead shortly after. The King of Pop was credited as being one of the most successful recording artists of all time, a winner of 13 Grammy Awards with 13 solo number ones, and he sold nearly 750 million records around the world. Jackson was not without controversy, including being tried and cleared of child sex abuse. He leaves behind three children and many loyal friends and fans.
And of course, that story developing overnight and through into this morning, tributes coming in from all over the world, and we'll give you a sense and a flavour of those tributes, both from the Jackson family, but also from leaders around the world and fans, tribute sites also established from as far afield as Hong Kong to South Africa to South America. This is Breakfast, and of course we'll reflect that on our programme in the next 3 hours. Just think about it, Stephen. In just a few days, he was expected over here to do a series of concerts, 50 concerts, each of which will have been attended by about 18,000 people at the O2 Arena. And I did say, and Juju also said on this programme, I'm not sure how that's going to happen. It just seems like such a massive commitment. I think when Prince was here, he did about 30 or so concerts, you know, fantastic. And I'm told by people who went there that it was an absolutely amazing spectacle. Having seen Michael Jackson myself, I did think about trying to get a ticket, but I thought, well, I've seen him at his best. I'm not really keen to see him at this stage of his life.
Well, what are you thinking? 50 dates is a huge number of concerts to fulfil, and Michael Jackson hadn't actually completed a full tour in more than 12 years because of his existing health problems. So, I mean, it was difficult to imagine him completing all of those dates, and they'd actually begun selling even more tickets for more dates that they'd added on because of the popularity of the shows. It would have been fantastic for fans to be able to see Michael Jackson perform live if they'd not been able to do so before. But it's just a very, very sad thing that he's unfortunately passed away before he managed to give his farewell to his fans.
Absolutely. I mean, I was watching a television last night. I was flicking between Newsnight and Question Time, as I usually do on a Thursday, thinking the highlight of my evening was going to be the This Week programme with Andrew Neil, Diane Abbott and Michael Portillo, and I was kind of gearing up for that and then preparing to go to bed around midnight. And then up popped something, I think it was on Newsnight, and we're getting reports that Michael Jackson's been rushed to hospital. And I thought, what's that? I was chatting to my nearest and dearest. She said, switch it over to the BBC News channel. We switch it over, and then there are all these reports from a website called TMZ, which has a really fantastically accurate record on these stories.
Yeah, and lots and lots of sources within the hospital and all over LA, just, you know, paying big money for the celebrity stories, getting there first.
That's right. And then, of course, this is what you always do on nights like this. You check and cross-reference one channel with another. You know, you look at CNN, what are they saying? Because they tend to be fairly safe now because they've had a couple of big errors in the past. You know, you look at ABC, you look at Fox News, you look at Sky News. Sky News is normally very good and very, very quick on these matters. Then you go to the website and you find yourself just literally in a frenzy trying to work out what exactly has happened and who's saying what. And then when AP says, you know, this is confirmed.
And the LA Times.
The LA Times says this is confirmed. You think, oh my word. And then you start getting texts from friends, from colourful family, emailing, texting you. And then Facebook starts going into overdrive. And you say to yourself, my word, it's one of those moments. You only get a few in your lifetime where you say, this is going to be a day or a night I always remember.
Absolutely. And you always know where you were when you heard the news, you know, that Michael Jackson died. It's in a similar way to, I suppose, Princess Diana.
Yeah, that was the last very, very big one, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And then, of course, John Lennon in 1980 and Elvis Presley in 1977. You remember all these days and these passings.
The Melodic Music Station.
Colourful Radio.